Okay, so I don't use dreams of traveling. I mean, if it's in the dream that's indicated, that's interesting to me, but I never just look up the what happens in the dream. So if it points to a substance, that's interesting. But remember, the dream gives you additional symptoms, but not the dreams. You know, we may know that certain remedies have dreams, say, of the dead or whatever, right? And if that comes up, we'll think of that. But I don't just say, okay, dreaming of trees, and I look it up in the repertory. I don't do that. So that's one point. And I take the dream just like I take any other part of the case. You know, we take food cravings. A person says, I like chocolate, I like sweets, I like ice cream. No, it's not, we don't use those symptoms. They're not characteristic. But if certain themes come up in the dream and they are either a central issue or a characteristic that'll really help me either in using some emotional symptom that comes up or seeing the core of the case. It can help in differentiating between two remedies. Let's use a silly example. Suppose, for certain feeling is so big, but it's hard to say this because I don't know, I think sulfur can have forsaken feeling, but it's not really important, so important, sulfur. So we're differentiating between sulfur and pulsatilla, right? We would probably give pulsatilla in this case. That's just a very oversimplifying. But it helps us in differentiating the remedy. It can show the substance if that fits into the rest of the case. And it also can show us the core issue in the case, which is not that different from differentiating between remedies when we repertorize. I always repertorize. I always use physical symptoms and modalities. This is a very important part of the case. It's not that you can just prescribe on a dream. Sometimes we have cases where we have very little information, and then I have to really rely on dreams much more heavily. But then we have cases where there are no dreams. And the worst cases for me, the most difficult cases for me, is where we have pathology without modalities and very few indications for any remedy except the pathology, which doesn't have any modality. That's really hard. You see that in cases like cases of chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, these kinds of cases where the person talks to you all the time about their symptoms, but the symptoms don't tell you very much. And I was just talking to someone who actually told me that in those kinds of cases, the remedy, and there's very little emotion in the whole thing. In those kinds of cases, that's often an indication for a nosode,